Maybe it's a good time to check a few things of what is the biggest desire in the room for this weekend.
Oh, that's fun.
Who would like to share their desire for this weekend?
It has to be a burning desire, though. Mm-hmm. Who's got a burning desire?
Oh, we
desire?
Need some mic. Oh, we have mics.
Yeah, yes. Can we have yum?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, anyone who has a desire for this weekend, because we are going to co-create. Let's go there. Yes, please stand up.
Please stand up, then the mic runner will find you.
My biggest desire is to no longer feel a failure in everything I do, no longer having that fear that blocks my heart and my stomach. This is my biggest desire.
Thank you. So her biggest desire is to overcome this feeling of failure and also the fear of failure that seems to be pervading all parts of her life. Give her a round of applause. Well done. Thank you. Sir, please stand up. Yeah. And while you're thinking this might just be hers, but let's just check. Who else feels fear of failure sometimes in life? So scientific research shows that actually women are more driven by fear of failure, even as little girls, especially if we are ambitious. Then if you do psychological, then they've been done, right? These studies have been done comparing how boys deal with being given a challenging topic or work to do, and then you do the same thing for girls. Especially smart, ambitious girls will often not even try to solve the problem. But if they have any doubt, they might fail. So think about that, and think about, is that really how you want to continue if you're like, I forgot your name? What's your name? Just shout it out. Marta. If you're like Marta, you're saying done. No more fear of failure. So who else would feel they're done with that? Is that something right? We've got a few. Good. Okay, next one. Sir.
Io mi chiamo Stefano.
My name is Stefano. And what I look for in this weekend is finding the strength and the love to be able to live the last period of life of my wife, who has a terminal neurovegetative illness, and I don't want to give up, I don't want to give in, to have less energy, less strength for her. And I have to say that I have been using you and Roy for many years.
Use on.
I was about to say something, and then I heard him, and I thought sometimes silly things, everyday things.
Little things when you can want something so big, yeah. Right? But is that true? Who can relate to that? That's why I said that's a hard one to follow, right? We almost feel guilty wanting something little and frivolous. But is that true?
No.
Is that worth? Is your desire less important than his desire? What does he say himself? So would you feel that way? That you feel their desire is worth less than yours?
No, but what I'm saying...
Stefano?
Absolutely not.
Perché ognuno ha...
Because everyone has desires in relations and what they are experiencing and living, and it's not about giving an importance or there is no chart to what the difficulties and the challenges in life are.
How you said that, I wish you could say it exactly that same way in English. I'll try. He said, absolutely not, because every one of us has desires, and those desires also come from what we're facing right now in life, the challenges that we have. And there's no chart, there's no comparison, you know, it's not one desire is better than the other one, right? Thank you. Okay, so what is your desire, my lady? Yeah.
My desire is actually to really be in total control, I would say 100% of my life, of my practical life. What I meant is that when I see these big challenges, what I see in the practical life, mine is smaller. That's what I meant. So,
got it. Chapeau. We've passed that bridge. Yeah. But
so I want to be in total control, be more compassionate.
Okay. Help me with the total control part. Help me with the total control part. Just to keep expectations real clear here.
That when I set a goal, even a practical goal, I stick to it. So I have the power and the strength to follow the step to reach my goal.
So you want perseverance?
Perseverance, yeah.
There you go.
Perseverance, and when I really want something, I do it. Sometimes I don't find a way, so I work a lot with crystalline command. And
more perseverance, is that what I'm hearing?
Probably, yes.
Cool. Who else wants more perseverance in following their goals? You see, a lot of us. And that, you know, it goes back to, but I'm sure, Roy, you'll talk about that as well, and you'll find that in the quantum voyages that we do. It goes back to that seed of joy. When you feel that joy in what you're doing, you will also do it when it's hard and it won't seem hard. So I have an amazing tan right now, don't you think? I'm really proud of my tan, this color, right? I'm trying to match him. Anyway, I didn't get this tan from sunbathing that much. I got it from working in the garden, because that is my seed of joy. When I feel stressed, if I feel overwhelmed, if I'm working on something, I get into my garden, I plant a tree, I do some weeding, I feel joyful. That problem or challenge is still there, but I'm finding a joyful way of dealing with it. And that joy is my motivation. You don't need willpower then. You need the willpower to make the decision. But then it's the joy that carries you. And I think that'll help you with that perseverance issue. And not talking about it the whole time the way you do. Because I know you, which is in our coaching community. So, you know, I kind of call people out on, you know, patterns. And we all have patterns, right? And by repeating stories about how we think life is, we're actually repeating that pattern the whole time. Remember, I once told you the story, some of you maybe, after my first husband left the home and said, right, I'm done with you, I'm moving on, right? And I have a new girl, a new woman in my life. It was only 10 days or something, I kept repeating the story, telling my friends, oh my God, and then this happened, and he left me, and he said this, and he said that, and now this, and then that. Until on day 10, a dear friend of mine said, you know, you're going to have to stop telling this story the whole time. And I said, what? But it's true. She said, maybe. But how often do we do that? So think about what you're saying about yourself, because whatever you say is true to you. Cool. So thank you. Perseverance. One more, I feel. This part of the room hasn't said anything. There we go.
Sono Giovanna.
I'm Giovanna.
Voglio radicarmi.
I would like to ground myself.
Did you just now? She said she wants to ground herself. What was that?
I am starting.
You're starting to ground yourself. So what's stopping you from grounding yourself?
Okay, la non consapevolezza.
Non-awareness that I had before.
So right now? She said non-awareness that I had before, so my question is, what about right now?
Sto iniziando e
ho I am starting, and I am aware that to express who I am,
devo avere delle radici.
I have to have roots.
I am aware that when I want to express who I am, I have to have roots. Yes, I concur with you. Well, I just know, I like that you are becoming aware of that. I notice that you have said, I think it's 3 times, I'm starting to ground.
Sí.
And I wonder what would happen if you say, I am grounded. I am grounding myself. So, you know, we talked speech patterns. I want you to become aware of that. So, yeah, the feeling and the need of feeling more grounding, I think, is also something that is prevalent in our society globally right now. How many of you go through phases of feeling disconnected? These are the honest ones. Overwhelmed, frazzled, you feel your brains are on fire, your body is nervous and jittery, you're not grounded, right? And you've got all these ideas coming in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, I'd say, I don't know how many percent, mm-hmm. that's very, very common and very easy to fix. So let's count up ways to ground yourself. Which ways do you know?
Grazie.
Thank you.
Studio.
Studying,
la concentrazione.
Concentration, studying and concentration.
Studying and concentration. I disagree.
E la pratica.
Very respectfully disagree. Because when we study and concentrate, where are we in our head? Where are we?
Nell'emisfero sinistro.
In the left brain. In the left brain. Sinistro. In the left brain.
We're definitely in the brain. She says in the left brain. Yeah, most likely more in the left brain, but you're definitely up in your mind. Sì. Who has ever felt really happy up in their mind? Not so much. So maybe that's not the best strategy. One of the best strategies to ground yourself is to get out into nature, to take your shoes off, to put your feet on the ground, and to ground yourself. Another way to ground yourself is to do just what we did now. Become aware of your breath. Imagine being that tree, growing your roots down into the earth. Those are all ways to get you out of your mind and into your body. Okay? And we'll throw in more tips as well. And thank you for bringing up that important topic. Thank you.
Grazie a voi.
Thank you.